Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Wyoming sheriffs take steps to enforce immigration laws under ICE program. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Several Wyoming sheriffs are preparing to bolster immigration enforcement efforts as a federal program gains momentum. According to Cowboy State Daily, the sheriff's offices in Laramie, Sweetwater, and Campbell counties are pursuing or expanding contracts with the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement through its 287G program. This program allows local agencies to detain ICE detainees and investigate immigration violations of inmates already booked on local charges. Campbell County Sheriff Scott Matheny is negotiating to hold ICE detainees long-term. Matheny began negotiating an ICE detention contract during the transition between the Trump and Biden administrations. However, the talks stalled shortly after President Biden took office. Matheny said a couple of months ago, ICE called me up and said, "Are you still interested?" I said yes. Matheny said the contract is now pending. Matheny's goal is to establish Campbell County as a contract detention facility, which would allow the jail to hold detainees for longer periods. The program is expected to revive under the second Trump presidency. Sheriffs believe these efforts support stricter immigration enforcement while addressing local and federal needs. Governor Gordon criticizes federal decision to keep Yellowstone grizzlies on endangered list. Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon criticized the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service for their recent decision to keep the Greater Yellowstone Ecosystem grizzly bear on the endangered species list and eliminate its distinct population segment. According to a press release from the governor's office, the service acted under a court order with a deadline set for January 2025. Gordon called the move political, saying, "The Greater Yellowstone Ecosystem grizzly has been delisted twice and fully recovered. The decision ignores science and undermines Wyoming's authority to manage wildlife." That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.